Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
It's 8:44. I've made no secret of the fact that I've struggled with depression in my life, and the fact that everybody does on some level, some worse than others, some clinical, some not so much, some bad days, some good days. But it is probably the most underreported, undertreated, under a lack of understanding in regards to depression and the damage it does in this country. So, again, I've asked our friend, Dr. Baldandra, to join us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everybody.
What do we need to say about depression that hasn't been said?
Well, depression is probably, like you said, one of the most debilitating things in the world as far as productivity is concerned. It's actually been, that's exactly what it's been called. So it really impacts society, productivity, and it's something that's prevalent in one in 4 to 5 adults.
And it's depression. So complicated because there's so many different manifestations of it, I feel like, and everyone's individual experience with depression varies. So I think it's...
Well, it's like arthritis and cancer. It's an umbrella term, right?
Exactly. It comes in many forms. It comes in many ranges of symptoms as well as severity. So it's just something that, you know, if you're concerned and you think you may have depression, go find a psychiatrist or somebody to evaluate you, or even your primary care doctor, and start the process there and get going.
And most insurance companies have finally gotten on board and recognized it as something they need to deal with. There is no snap out of it. There is no walk it off. If you have clinical depression, there's a chemical imbalance in the brain that needs to be dealt with.
That is correct.
So why is it taking so long for the most developed country in the world to get on board with this? Or are we better than I think we are?
I think we're better than most countries, but we're still far behind. There are other countries, even like the UK and even Canada, which mental illness, actually access to good care, is even worse and more difficult.
Because of the socialization piece of it?
Well, it could definitely be a part of it, yes.
All right, so the reason I asked you to come in today is not just to talk about that, but you've had tremendous success with ketamine.
We have.
Ketamine is a drug that was developed as an anesthetic.
That's true.
And how did we find out it could treat chronic pain or depression?
It actually was kind of an incidental finding in a study that was being done maybe 10 or 12 years ago. It's been quite a while, actually. And the scientists were actually studying something else in schizophrenic patients. And with ketamine, they really found that all of a sudden their moods were elevated and they were feeling better with that portion of their, you know, mood system.
Is it better for depression or pain in different ways? I mean, how do you quantify those two things?
It works in different ways for both, and the protocols are different for both. Pain infusions are usually much longer and higher dose, and again, it depends on the quality of the pain and the origin of the pain as to whether ketamine will work.
How do you know if somebody's right to try it?
Well, we do a consultation. Come on in and do a consultation, especially if it's for pain, but also for depression. But we'll evaluate you. We'll talk to your doctors if we need to, and we'll decide whether or not ketamine is a good option.
I'm guessing there's a lot of misconceptions with ketamine, because initially when you hear about ketamine, you think of it as a club drug, as a recreational drug. So... can you explain, I mean, help clarify that?
Yeah, exactly. So ketamine, as Steve said, was developed in the 60s, actually, for anesthesia, and has been FDA approved for humans for anesthesia since 1970. It's been called many things, a horse tranquilizer, a club drug, and all these things. But at the end of the day, there is kind of a new kind of a revolution in mental health, looking at drugs like ketamine and other psychedelics, even MDMA. And psilocybin, which is mushrooms, and all these things are actually being studied at academic centers, because this whole group of drugs has been found kind of incidentally to be very effective.
Well, because here's the thing, right? I mean, it sort of makes sense from a common sense standpoint. If you have something that can significantly affect perception and how the brain works, like, on a short-term basis.
Elevate your mood?
But then it comes down to dosage. It comes down to dosage and abuse, or a lack of abuse and proper administration, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about whether you're using it for medical treatment or for recreation, right?
Yeah.
Ketamine does something else, which is interesting, and that is it actually has long-term effects. It actually affects the growth and connections in our brain and helps actually improve those connections over time. It causes new nerve growth and new nerve development.
Well, that's the interesting thing, because you and I are friends, and as much as we've had you on the show, people always go, okay, so you go in, you have 6 infusions over a couple of weeks, then how long does it last? Well, that varies from person to person as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it varies from person to person, but typically it's right around at the low end a month. But what we do see is patients can stretch out over time.
Am I right about this? In certain cases, you don't see the same return to levels, right? So if somebody comes in at a particular level, tens their zippity doo dah, and one is they're in serious trouble. If they come in at a 5, the next time they come in a month or two later, maybe they're at a 6.5 or a 7.
Exactly. People rarely get all the way down to where they initially were when they came.
Do we know why? I mean, is it rewiring the brain on some level?
It is kind of remapping or rebooting the brain with these growth factors that it stimulates. Yes.
So I'm guessing that's why you want to go to somebody when you're getting this administered that really knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Especially because it's
You don't want to get it after a fill-up at a Shell station.
Right. You want to go to somebody that's experienced in the process.
Yeah. We've done a lot of treatments, had amazing, amazing outcomes. I've had a few of them on air with me.
Even. Yep.
And, we customize the treatment to every patient.
And chronic pain is a big piece of this. PTSD, there are uses that have turned out to be great. Now, here's another thing that has come up. One of the reasons you have something that's seriously successful is not just recognition by the Cleveland Clinic, which has happened in various other places, but the fact that there are drug companies trying to come up with something similar, alternatives or other versions. We hear about an oral product. We hear about a mist and different things. It doesn't mean they won't be great down the road. Mm-hmm. But right now, ketamine IV infusions is the singular best way we know to have this drug positively impact your life, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the S-ketamine nasal spray that was recently FDA approved, it is effective. However, it's less than half as effective as ketamine intravenously.
All right, so let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to bring in Alexa James here. Alexa is from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Executive Director of the NAMI Ketamine Center of Chicago. We'll talk to her as well.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by for that. By the way, what's the number at your place?
Our number is 844-948-6337.
Give that out again.
844-948-6337.
And the website?
www.ketaminechicago.com. That's KETAMINECHICAGO.com.
There's lots of questions you can get answered just by poking around the website. But again, I stress this whenever we talk about you. If your life is impacted in this way, if you love somebody that's having this sort of impact in their life, it's not going to hurt you to make a phone call. It's not going to hurt you to get on the website. It's not going to hurt you to check this out. That's it. 8:52. We're back with more in a moment on 720 WGN.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Let's go back to the segment here. We're talking about depression. We're talking about PTSD. We're talking about pain, unremittent pain. In the case of depression and mental illness, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and the people at NAMI are great. I posted some benefits and things for them, and they do amazing stuff. Joining us on the phone now is Alexa James, the Executive Director of the NAMI Ketamine Center of Chicago. Good morning, Alexa. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. And it's so nice to be here, and I wish I could be in studio with all of you and join this great conversation.
Well, it's important, right? I mean, it's important to talk about this, and I think it's important to continue to get the word out, though it does seem to me that people are understanding how impactful ketamine's been.
Well, yes, and I just want to correct our name, too, that we're just NAMI Chicago, that the Ketamine Center, Dr. Nandra Center, is separate, although we are great partners. This is such an important conversation, and I'll say that since listening to the beginning of the segment, nothing really gets me more excited and more moved when I hear somebody like you come out and say, I've struggled.
Absolutely.
I've gone through this. Right? I mean, you're well thought of, you're successful. I think that's the story we have to tell, that so many people are impacted, that depression lies to us. It tells us we're isolated. It tells us we're a burden. But there is treatment, and we have to make it good treatment for people so that they come back and they don't feel burned by the system. But the fact that you're talking about this openly is exactly why the conversation is changing and stigma is becoming more reduced.
Well, the snap out of it stuff, the walk it off stuff, that's the stuff that it doesn't just hurt me. It makes me angry because I know and have loved people in my life who've been much worse off than I've ever been. And I've had some real bouts. And the fact of the matter is, until we treat this the way we treat cancer and heart disease and every other major health condition, we're not going to get over the hump. I just hope we're getting closer.
I think in some ways we are, and I think in some ways we're a much more isolated community. I mean, we are seeing suicide rates increase, which is heartbreaking on so many levels. And in the, and it's the most tragic outcome of mental health, right? It's the most tragic outcome of hopelessness. But I think we're also seeing, especially this younger generation, when we're in high schools and we're talking to young people, even when we're talking to young police recruits, they just have a much more comfortable feeling around seeking mental health services. The issue, of course, and why we love Dr. Nandra so much and the work that he does, is we need treatment providers to really show up and provide quality, adequate care. Because what we know is that most people have tried treatment one time and they give up because their experience has been so gnarly for them.
Well, that's the thing, Doctor, too, when it comes to, and I think in particular, bipolar disorder. I lost a friend to bipolar disorder, and the meds can become, I don't know the proper term for it, but your body gets used to a certain level of meds and then sort of fights them off. And then it's like this pharmacological crapshoot where you have to go back and figure it out. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things about ketamine is there's a consistency in it, in its effectiveness, right?
There really seems to be, and it seems to be quite longstanding. I have patients who've been, you know, getting ketamine treatments for, you know, over five or six years, you know, who came to us from other clinics once we had opened. So we have seen it work remarkably well for a long, long time.
National Suicide Awareness Prevention Month. What do the folks at NAMI want the rest of us to know about that?
Yeah, I mean, the more awareness raising we can do, the better. I think there's a lot of myths surrounding suicide. I think one of the myths is if we talk about it, we cause it. The truth is we have to learn how to talk about it. We have to learn how to ask each other. That having treatment providers is really important, but really the locus of treatment happens in our community, with our friends, with people that love us, that can identify when our behavior has changed or when we're in need of additional support. And so one of the things that we do to celebrate recovery and celebrate treatment, but also to acknowledge the fact that we have lost people to this illness, is we walk together. This Saturday we're walking. NAMI Walks is at Jackson Park this weekend. It's free to walk. Please join us. What we want to spread the message is you are surrounded, my friends. You are not alone in this. And join us for this walk as we raise funds so we can continue to push our mission and bring access to more people.
You can go to NAMI.org. Is there a NAMIChicago.org as well?
There certainly is. So it's NAMIChicago.org. You can sign up for the walk there. You can call our helpline. We connect over 6,000 people to, we have about 6,000 calls a year where we support people in helping them identify what services they need, what support they need. Everything we do is free. Our helpline number is 312-563-0445. And I promise, and oh my God, you know, to say this, I vow to our family and our friends in Chicago that if you call our number, you will be held and we will support you. And you're not going to get passed through a million different people. The clinicians that answer our phone are there to support you and connect you to treatment providers like Dr. Nandra and like housing and like other things that we need in our recovery.
And the real human beings. You know, not some human beings. What a crazy concept.
One for this.
And that's super important, especially if you're in a bad spot. Last question for the two of you in the big picture. Are insurance companies getting on board?
Alexa, go ahead on this one.
They're getting there. We're starting to see commercial insurance. There was some legislation where commercial insurance is now providing the same service or reimbursing for the same services that Medicaid was. I mean, Steve, you have to know that a lot of people who are living with serious mental illness have had to become disabled adults just to get treatment, right? Which means they have to get on Medicaid and Social Security benefits. So now we're seeing commercial insurance understand this burden of families, and we are starting to see more participation. But we also have to remind people and your folks who are listening that mental health access has to be part of their insurance plan. And if they feel like it is inadequate, they should be calling us and we can help them make a claim. Because under federal law and state law, there has to be parity or equality between physical health and mental health.
The great blindness to the insurance question to me is you can, and I don't mean to sound crass here, but you can pay me now or you can pay me later is what it comes down to. Because if you don't take care of people as early as possible in the stages of any mental illness, illness and depression and things of that nature. There are greater health problems that are going to come down the road in a million different ways, and it's going to cost these insurance companies more money, and I just wish they'd get on board.
Absolutely. We know that early intervention and treatment for mental health issues is cost savings in every aspect, in work productivity, in other physical health, in mental health symptoms, that we are currently operating in a crisis system for mental health. We don't have to do that, right? It would be like only waiting until everybody had stage four cancer to start giving them treatment.
Come on, it's insane.
We got to start earlier.
It's insane. Yep. Alexa, thank you. You're great, and I appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Alexa James from NAMI Chicago. All right, Doc, for people that are at least their curiosity's piqued and maybe weren't aware or they've been thinking about it and they haven't done it, how do they get a hold of you?
They can give us a call for a free consultation at 844-948-6337 or visit us at www.ketaminechicago.com. That's K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E, Chicago.com.
PTSD, chronic pain that's become medication-resistant, depression, things of that nature. Dr. Nandra goes to work and tries to make people feel better every day. It's a pretty good gig.
Best job ever.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Appreciate you being in.